Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Call his wife and
how we doing? 404 on this Tuesday morning. McMonagle here with you. I got you for one more hour as we take you to 5 o'clock and we finish up our 5-hour midnight ride. You can go back and listen to any part of the show. The open at 12, the Boone rant at some time in the 1 o'clock hour. Go back and listen to any of it on the Odyssey app, as well as you can go check out the podcasting as well. We started, though, with the Knicks. We're open to anything. We'll take your baseball calls as well. As you just heard in the update, the Yankees will start a series with Max Fried on the mound, an important ace-like start off of 2 losses to the Boston Red Sox against the Kansas City Royals, who are throwing really top-notch pitching at the Yankees these 3 games. The Mets will take on the Nationals, coming off the absolute demolishing of the miserable Colorado Rockies. Back to baseball after a night off, which is always a bummer. Glad they're back. But we started with the Knicks because of the news of Jason Kidd and the idea that the Knicks are targeting him to be the next head coach. We talked about whether or not they had a plan after Tibbs. I can't yell about firing Tibbs anymore. I don't have it in me. I'm frustrated. I wish they wouldn't have fired him. We all know this. I can't continue to do it, so we're moving on. Even though I'm scared like hell that the one stabilizing force of this franchise, especially after the news, or the reports, should I say, because we don't know it to be true completely, but the reports of James Dolan spearheading the firing after he was running the exit meetings and the players were adamant, including one refusing to play for Tibbs any longer, apparently, reportedly, after the idea that the owner, James Dolan, is making these decisions. I am very, very concerned about the stability of this organization, but moving forward, as we find out yesterday, that they're clearly interested in Jason Kidd and that the feeling is mutual, go out and get him, plain and simple. Because if he's their first choice, if he's the option, and mutual to me means he's not open to listening, he wants the job. He wants to take the job. If you work out something with Dallas, bring him here because he's as good a name as any of the realistic candidates. I don't think he's obviously a extremely smart basketball player. He was one of the smartest basketball players I've ever seen play the game. He did build up a Milwaukee Bucks team to a certain point, and then 2 years later they won a championship with a different coach. I mean, only our deepest, darkest fears about Tibbs, but let's fire him and move on to Jason Kidd. Fine, whatever. I can't keep being bitter about that, can I? But as far as any of the realistic names, as far as coaches go, I think Jason Kidd's as good as any. I think he's got an opportunity to, work with Jalen Brunson, who he's worked with before in Dallas. I know the pipe dream immediately will start to focus in everyone's minds that he has the relationship with Giannis for the years in Milwaukee, and that Giannis will force a trade to come to the Knicks and play for his old friend Jason Kidd. I don't know about any of that, but here's my main point, because I don't like any of the other names, really. I'll be honest with you. None of them excite me any more than Jason Kidd. And if they whiff on this, if they're unable, if they put in a formal request and it's denied, or they can't come to compensation, or Jason Kidd changes his mind, and then they sell me on the second choice, it's going to be really tough for me to swallow, especially when I think it's most likely going to be Johnny Bryant. It's one thing if you fire Tibbs and immediately the next day Johnny Bryant signing a contract at the Garden and we're talking about, hey, this is our guy. We've known it for a long time. He was in the building. He worked under Tibbs. We had a real up-close look at a young, you know, emerging superstar head coach that we think is going to be the next great coach in the NBA and lead this Knick team into the next generation of Knick basketball and take us over the hump and win our first championship since 1973. I don't know if I'd believe you, but at least I'd buy it a little bit. I'd understand that you believe that. And you could sell me on this new upstart young head coach that the team's familiar with. Okay. But if you're going to try and have that conversation with me after missing out on Jason Kidd, now that's a tough sell. And now you have an organization who the owner is meddling again. This job comes with a championship mandate. It comes with your superstar pissed off that the coach got fired. And, you know, depending on who you are and how the relationship you might have with a, you know, with Brunson's father, he's going to have to be on the bench with you. Like, it's just, it comes with a championship mandate. Like, this is a New York media, like, this is not an easy job. It's a good job. It comes with a talented basketball team and an opportunity to win, but it comes with a lot of hurdles, it comes with a lot of headaches, and it comes with a lot of instability and a championship mandate, or at least a NBA Finals mandate, because they fired the last coach for getting to the first Eastern Conference in the last 25 years for the franchise. So it is a difficult job. It is a good job. It's one that makes me feel better, the idea that Kidd wants it or is at least mutually interested in it. But ultimately now, go get him. Because selling me on choice number two is going to be difficult. Maybe selling the team on choice number two is going to be difficult. Go get the guy you want. You had a plan. You fired a coach that gave you more success in the last 5 years than you've had in the last 30 combined. You fire that guy, you better have a plan in mind and a coach in mind. And if it's Jason Kidd, go get him. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. We'll talk Yankees. We'll talk Mets. We'll talk Knicks. Whatever you want the last hour. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Let's go to Frank in Stamford. What's up, Frank?
How you doing, Mr. McMonagle? How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And when you leave, get home safe. But here, I heard you about 15 minutes ago, and I agree with a lot of things you're saying. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you.
But I really believe the Yankees should go for bullpen help. I really do, because I'll be honest with you. I mean, I know Suarez is a nice player, strikes out too much.
Strikes out a lot.
I get it. Okay, way too much. And I don't think you're going to do anything. First of all, there's only two guys and a half in this bullpen that I like at a big spot. Leiter could go. Ian Hamilton could go. Hendricks could go.
Well, Hendricks is, he's a secondary one.
Okay,
You got Cousins coming back. Do you know how well Leiter has pitched this year?
He's pitched okay. But he's not pitched okay.
Yeah, why not?
Well, because I don't think his track record is that.
How'd he do in the postseason last year for the Yankees?
He was okay. He was all right.
After having where he barely pitched and was knocked out of any meaningful situations, he was thrusted into the bullpen in big spots and was really good.
Okay. Part of that.
I mean, I'm just saying, but right now...
No, I get it. But
good.
But he's also, right now, also a lot of these guys come in with big leads with the Yankees. You put them in a close spot, they fail constantly.
I don't disagree with you that the bullpen needs help, but why not Suarez and bullpen help? I mean, I don't know.
If you could do that, that's fine. That's fine.
The other thing, though, like, I don't know. I don't disagree with you, but I'm just thinking the guys they have to be better. Like, first of all, I still think Williams and Weaver at the back end of the bullpen can be dynamic.
Can I just have a little more input before you go?
Good.
What's Mark Leiter's lifetime ERA? It's about 4.5. So listen, I don't want to hear about these brief stints that these guys have, because a lot of these bullpen guys have brief stints of they're phenomenal, but they're really not that good. Ian Hamilton did the same thing 2 years ago.
No.
The Slombio. Now he can't get the ball over the plate.
And the biggest high price closer went to Scott to the Dodgers. Have you seen his numbers lately?
But there's nothing foolproof. But what you got to do.
But you're going to look to trade for one.
All right.
Like, but you're right.
I'm going to look for trade for a guy like Mason Miller. I'm going to tell you why. Why not?
I mean,
they're
going to
give up Spencer Jones and all these other guys. So what? Where is Oakland going?
Well,
they're
going to Sacramento. They're not even Oakland anymore.
No. Where are they going? I know Sacramento. I get it. But where are they going with Mason Miller?
No, I know, but you got you. You make it seem like they're definitely going to trade him.
Well, I don't know. You got to explore it.
Well, of course.
Well, all right. So explore
Mason
Miller.
I'm one of the best closers in the sport, no doubt. I'm open.
Okay. Yeah. So do that. And now next year, you also have Devon Williams, who is probably going to be a free agent. They're probably not going to sign him.
Probably not.
So now you got to call. Okay. So you got to close it for the following year. Now you can beef up the bullpen and shorten the game. And that's what they really, because they don't have guys.
I think they have that now. I do think they have that now.
I think they're a little short with that. I'm going to tell you.
Well, with Weaver and Williams, you get the last, you get between the two of them, you get in the last three outs of the last three innings of the game is my hope. That those two guys get you the seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Right. Yeah. Well, now you have Mason Miller.
Sure.
If you get him.
Yeah.
And Williams. And Weaver, and now you got the seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Yeah.
And you also got, all right, so and they also need a guy, and I don't mean missing bats by setting up a guy, like with a changeup, like Cruz. I mean missing bats with a guy that comes in and blows you away.
Yeah.
And that's they don't have that guy.
I agree.
And if you look at a lot of close games they have, the Yankees lose a lot of close games.
Well, they've been very good at it as of late, but.
As of late, but a lot of times
they were 8-3 in their last. They're 8-3 in their last 11 one-run games.
Yes, I understand. But even when they brought Mason Devon Williams in,
Devon Williams.
So even his two saint, Devon Williams. Even when they brought him in, he had a 3-run lead.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear about saves that guy that saves 3-run leads, because to me that's you know what they should really do. Seriously, I'm crazy. I want your input on this.
Yeah.
What they should do with a save, you're getting a save, leave everything the same. They should do another point system. You get the save, you come in with a 3-run lead, you get 1 point. You come in with a 2-run lead, you get 2 points. You come in with 1-run lead, you get 3 points. Now let's see what happens. Because I don't want to hear a guy having this, because you would get a better idea of how.
Better idea for because, what? You get a better idea for what? How many points the closer has? Come on, don't be ridiculous. You have batting average against, you have ERA, you have inherited runs scored, you have walks, you have strikeouts, you have all the numbers you need. You don't need a point system for value level of saves. I mean, come on. How is that? It's not going to give you a better example. The numbers are the numbers. Guy's got a 1.1 ERA, yeah, but how many three-star saves does he have? Like, come on. Get out of here. Stop. You got all the numbers you need.
Baseball probably hates analytics too, which are like real stats and real numbers.
I know. No, let's because Devon Williams had a saved the game with 3 runs, so who cares? Okay. Devon Williams has been one of the premier closers in the game for 2 years. More than that, 3 years, 2.5 years. And he's been one of the premier relievers, period, in the game for 4 or 5. Like, I agree, he's been bad to start this year, no doubt. He's got to be better. Because I'll be totally honest with you. You're not going to go out and trade for someone who's better than Devon Williams. Good luck. Good luck getting Mason Miller. Like Devon Williams and Weaver, who's injured at the moment, and that's part of the problem, they should be a dynamic duo at the back end of the bullpen. I don't disagree they can go out and get relievers. Absolutely. Brian Cashman is talking about pitching, pitching, pitching. That's what he said when he talked about the trade deadline. I think they're going to get a right-handed infield bat. It might not be at the level of Suarez. It might be someone like IKF. And it's funny because IKF would be an excellent trade for the New York Yankees. He plays third base. He could probably play second. We know he can be a backup shortstop if you need it. Ha. He puts the ball in play. He's having a really nice year. IKF would solve a lot of the issues. He's not the greatest player ever, but he's good. Like that's, but they need relievers. But you talk about the fickle nature of relievers. Who you think you're trading for? A non-fickle reliever? Good luck. You can have a guy who's having a good year and trade for him? Absolutely, and they should. You want to go trade for Mason Miller? Okay. I mean, Oakland's, I know we both did the same mistake. The A's have to be willing to do that. I don't know. The A's are moving. The A's are moving to Vegas. I don't know what they want, and are they willing to trade premier 100-mile-an-hour closers? I don't know. But yes, if Mason Miller is available, I would be heavily involved in those discussions. You have to see if you can get him. I would be involved in those discussions. But they could use a starter because right now I don't know who's starting the third game of a postseason series. I feel okay with whoever it was. I'd live with it if it's Clark Schmidt. I can live with Clark Schmidt starting a third game of the postseason. Maybe it'll be Luis Gil when he comes back. But I would definitely be interested in a top-level closer. You got to get what you can get. Like, that's the main thing. You can't narrow yourself into the idea they need the reliever, they need the third baseman, they need a starting pitcher, they need this. They need to improve the team. And if they can go out there, like, yeah, if Mason Miller is available, okay, maybe. But if they don't have a legitimate big-time reliever available and you can get the starter, that helps your bullpen. By getting a legitimate starter, you can go deeper into the games. As opposed to relying on Ryan Yarbrough or Clark Schmidt, you can get a legitimate good starter. That helps your staff. You need a third baseman? That's why part of the reason Jazz is playing third, because they want him to get as comfortable at third base as possible, because when the trade deadline comes, maybe they can get a third baseman and move him back to second base, or maybe they get a middle infielder because that's more available to them in the trade deadline. The trade deadline is no longer a given. It is a very difficult process considering how many teams don't make a decision on whether they're buyers or sellers to the end, and how many teams consider themselves sellers. I mean, excuse me, buyers with this many open playoff spots. Like, it's a difficult thing. You can't just say, oh, don't worry about it, I'll find a third baseman. You got to be able to pivot if a second baseman becomes available to you and say, you know what, we couldn't get the third baseman, but now we'll play Jazz at third and we'll go get a second baseman. Or I'd love to get a reliever, but you know what? I can get a crappy reliever or I can get a really good starter that has now fallen into my lap. Let me get the good starter and help the bullpen by that way. I'll put in the postseason, I'll put Clark Schmidt in the bullpen. I'll figure something out. If you know, maybe I'll put Luis Gil in the bullpen, have him be the guy who throws 99 miles an hour in the bullpen. We saw the last time they won a championship, Phil Hughes was in the bullpen throwing darts. Like, you got to be open to whatever gets you an improved roster. It'd be great if you can get exactly what you need, but if you can't, you have to be open to getting whatever makes you better and being flexible with it. So I'm when I mention the Arizona Diamondbacks, it's not just because, hey, I need a third baseman, there's Suarez. Hey, I need a starting pitcher, there's Zach Gallen. It's just the idea, I need major improvements. I want to improve the pitching. I'd like another infield asset. And the Diamondbacks have a bunch of guys right now. Quality guys. Shelby Miller in the bullpen. You want to go get a premier closer? They just traded for one. It's hard. You want them to trade for a premier closer twice in the span of a year? That's a lot. Thankfully, it only took them Nestor Cortez. But to me, the back end of the bullpen is set. I'll be honest with you. I think it is. I think it's set. I'll get another arm, and maybe he becomes the back end of the bullpen because Williams can't ever find it, but I'm very hopeful that Williams will find it, and it's Williams and Weaver for the last three innings of a big-time game. That's what I would hope. You get into a postseason game, the starter gives you six, hopefully seven if it's Max Fried or Rodon, but you get into a big-time game, you get six innings out of your starter, and now I have Weaver and Williams to get me nine outs between the two of them. And I know Weaver doesn't like to typically go more than one inning, but he's not the closer right now. And I would think he'd want to do whatever he can to either to obviously win a championship and to bolster his value in free agency. Now, typically with closers, they don't like to do more than one inning because it hurts their ERA and it's all about saves and that's what sells when they go to arbitration or they go to free agency. But if he ain't closing and he ain't getting saves, he might as well give as many outs in big-time situations. So I think he would have to be open to the idea of pitching, you know, multiple innings. But even if you need that third reliever, go out and find him. I just don't know if you're going to find a reliever better than Weaver and Warren right now. But I don't disagree with your take about fastballs, too. They don't have anyone with just blow-away stuff. They need – Cruz has an incredible splitter. If he gets ahead, he gets a lot of strikeouts. He led the league in strikeouts. Before he got hurt, he was the leading reliever with strikeouts in baseball. But he doesn't just – he needs to throw strikes. He needs to get ahead. He can't just, you know, blow it past you. And there are teams that have bullpen guys who come in and just blow it right past you. The Yankees don't have that. Yankees have guys with secondary stuff that can get swing and misses as long as they throw strikes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 4:27. On this Tuesday morning, McMonagle here with you for another half hour or so as we take you to the warm-up show right here on The Fan. We'll get back to your calls here. Talking a little baseball trade deadline, my favorite conversation. As we are now, as we put an end to this Knicks, once the Knicks hire a coach, we're kind of in baseball season. Just unabashed baseball season, baby.
And then we'll have that like 2 or 3 day pickup for NBA free agency, all the
right,
trades.
Right.
The draft won't really have a lot of buzz around here because the Knicks have one pick. It's 50th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So right now we are still hanging. The Knicks are still hovering which it was fun for a while, man. I mean, listen, doing this, relatively new to it, just finishing my second year. I mean, the amount of fun we've had with the Knicks, I started right in the middle of the worst Yankee season in the last 30 years. But since then, we've had some fun. The football team sucked, but that's nothing new. I mean, that's normal. I don't feel like I caused that or had to deal with that. We've been used to that. Yankees being as bad as they were in 23 was new. And the Knicks being this good and just every day, I mean, every game, we were having fun every day. Every day was either previewing the next game or talking about the last game. Like, it was just every other night was a big game. It was so much fun. And now we got to deal with this nonsense. All the dysfunction, all the stories, all the players won't play for Tibbs and this crap. And now we got to deal with, like, I have to tell myself that I need Jason Kidd. Like, this is where we're at. I got to get him. Go get him now. Like, about Jason Kidd. The call is not wrong. Jason Kidd. I'm supposed to all get that excited about Jason Kidd. I'm not. I want them to get him because it's their first choice. But, like, the idea of screaming about, oh, go get Jason Kidd, and I'm supposed to be excited. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm really not. 888-808-1019. Steve in Long Island, you excited about Jason Kidd?
I'm not excited about Jason Kidd at all.
I can tell.
Do
you get excited for anything? You sound very unexcitable.
I do get excited times. I'm a long-time Knicks and Jets fan, and I used to get more excited about both teams, but their ineptitude over literally decades has tamed my excitement.
There's no doubt it absolutely does.
Yes, but I tell you this fiction that has come out concerning exit interviews with Dolan and the players, this nonsense fiction. There's no way after half a decade of these players performing for him, all of a sudden now they get to the semifinals and they lose in six and they're all clamoring for change and they're not playing. I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy it for 1 second.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple of new players. They haven't been playing. You know, Mikal Bridges, who is perceived to be one of the players with the gripe because he did make comments publicly during the regular season, was only here for a year. OG Anunoby's been here for a year and a half, first year of the new contract, and, you know, it's tough when you get the offensive role he was given while Brunson was out and then thrusted back into a different spot. I could see him kind of having a problem with the role. I could see guys like Achiuwa, who played a lot last year, who hardly played this year, having a problem with the role. I don't know if Achiuwa is the kind of guy that would force the owner to make a decision, but I'm not surprised there are some guys who have issues with Tibbs, but...
Well, there are always going to be some players who are unhappy with the coach. Different with Tibbs, but my vote, if I had a vote as to who the Knicks should pursue, would be Nick Nurse. That's who I would pursue.
I mean, yeah, Nick Nurse is a really good head coach. I just don't know.
I don't know if they can get him, but if you ask me, Kidd is not my number one choice. I would prefer Nick Nurse.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard his name. I'm trying to think if that's even, like, it's not, I don't think it's plausible. There's a lot of coaches I could target. We're talking about guys who are legitimate candidates and who are, like, the thing happened in Dallas, right? They make the trade kind of behind Kidd's back. They're in a new era there. They're getting the first overall pick. It feels a little bit more natural that Kidd would want out or that job has become questionable for Jason Kidd.
I can't imagine the Sixers.
Yeah, I can't imagine the Sixers like dealing with the Knicks. They're in the same division. I know Nick Nurse is a good head coach, but I just can't imagine that being something that is plausible. I don't think the Sixers would be even remotely interested in trading head coaches with the Knicks. Or trading, you know, giving their head coach to the Knicks for what? Couple second round picks. Like, it's not plausible. We can't just go around looking at all the good head coaches in the NBA saying, ooh, I want him. Like, right now, there seems to be mutual interest between them and Jason Kidd. And I would think, with all the turmoil of last year and the new direction of the team, that it just feels a little bit more of a natural one. It's in the West Coast, Western Conference, at least, rather, not West Coast, but Western Conference. And it just feels like more of a natural. Kidd's been around, Kidd's hopped around, Kidd's been traded before. and the situation in Dallas has dramatically changed. Like, I don't know. I guess the Sixers are coming off a miserable season, but until that's a name even putting out there, I can't just tell you, ooh, I would target him. Right now, they're targeting Jason Kidd. Stuart in Brooklyn, what's up, Stu?
I could have told you that was Dolan's fingerprints all over that mess.
Yeah, I'm still not entirely sure about that, I got to be honest with you.
I was sure. You know why? I go back to Eddie Curry and Isaiah Thomas and how he loved Isaiah Thomas.
But what does that mean? I could have told you
it was Dolan.
Why? Because of his relationship with Isaiah Thomas? What does that have to do with this current situation?
Well, I'm just saying to you, I've seen the way he's reacted before in situations. I've seen it for the last, how many years has he been the owner of the team?
Yeah, but the last time he intervened was trading for Carmelo Anthony. It's felt like he has taken a step back with the organization and he's let Phil Jackson run it. What's that?
Tortorella told him where to go, remember? When he went into the Ranger locker room? Yeah. And what did Tortorella tell him? We can't say it over the year. You know what he said. And it's just that he gets into his moods, Chris.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but that's different than saying his fingerprints are all over it. You're saying his fingerprints are all over it because you don't agree with the situation. You think it's a stupid
situation before.
I know, but why? But we've also seen coaches be fired before by the GMs. It's not like
and Leon Rose didn't do this.
But why?
I think Dolan said to him, if you don't go along with it, you're gone too.
Why not Leon Rose? What about the firing of Tibbs says to you Leon Rose didn't do this?
I don't think he did.
I understand that. My point is, look, the report came out now, so I can't diminish it. I'm not saying it wasn't him. I'm saying before the report, like when you say this had the owner's fingerprints all over it, it's a decision you don't agree with. I don't agree with it either. But it's a decision you don't agree with that you don't think makes sense. And you think too highly of Leon Rose to make decisions that don't make sense to you. So it couldn't have been Leon Rose. He's too smart for this. This has got the idiot owner written all over it. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair. And again, he has let Leon Rose build this team. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I am. But I find it hard to believe. I just don't know. Leon Rose was a super agent. He is not a young executive coming through. He took this job because James Dolan probably made him promises, paid him a ton of money, and said, please turn this franchise around. And now he's doing it. And if he really felt like Tibbs had to be the coach of this team, that he wanted Tibbs in the worst way to continue as the head coach of this team, I really don't think he would have allowed it, or I think he'd be gone too. I just feel that way. I don't think he'd be like, wait a minute, you hired me to turn around this team, I'm doing it, and now you're firing the coach that I don't want fired. Like, I think maybe it was James Dolan's idea. Maybe James Dolan even said to him, look, come on, listen to what the player said. Like, you know it. You know. And begrudgingly or something. Like, but I just think he signed off on it. It's partially his decision too. But prior to, like, I just got a kick out of it because all it is we think this is stupid. We don't think Leon Rose is stupid, but we think James Dolan is stupid. So this has James Dolan's fingerprints all over it. I don't know. I find it hard to believe that Leon Rose was dead set against it, but the owner said, we're doing it. I don't care what you say. And you mentioned the Rangers. Like, he allowed Glenn Sather to run that team forever. He's allowing Chris Drury to run the team under a lot of criticism. Like, he just hasn't been that guy in a while. Doesn't mean he wasn't that guy this time around. It doesn't. I'm just saying it's not so obvious and cut and dry for me. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro. So Nick Nurse, that's what we need, is a nurse, right? The Knicks don't need a nurse, right?
Yeah.
Even though it sounds good. No, thank you. But Dolan would have got rid of this coach 2 years ago. So I think this was a Leon Rose decision. And then let's talk about our incompetent, incomplete Yankees.
Okay. Incompetent.
Exposed by the Red Sox.
Oh.
hold on. I don't need to. We have an incomplete team with a third baseman that's questionable, with a shortstop that obviously hurt, with a second baseman that just got back, outfielders, which it's always a mix, but I like what we have, and I like the team. But we are one or two players away. We're talking about professional baseball players that have back of the card stats. That's all I want. One or two to complete the team. That's all I want, Christopher.
Okay, all right.
Not asking much.
I'm not saying it is. I think that's a reasonable ask, but like. You start with got exposed by the Boston Red Sox. They lost the series.
They're not a good team.
The Yankees aren't?
Well, the Yankees are a very good team.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. So the Red Sox aren't a good team. They lost the series to a team that's not that good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the way they lost it. They got beat up.
The Red Sox scored a bunch of runs. The bullpen wasn't very good. Ryan Yarbrough gave up 8 runs. Ryan Yarbrough. I know he's been great for a while. He's Ryan Yarbrough. He was cut by the Blue Jays. Like, I mean, I understand they've done a nice job with him, but, like, Ryan Yarbrough got beat up. Okay.
Yep, and I think you're right when it comes to, like, today. So many teams making the playoffs. You can't pull that steal that we used to, you know, one or two teams that aren't making the playoffs. You can get, like, a reliever, but that's so much harder now.
It is
to get that prime player. It used to be easier because there was fewer teams playing in the playoffs. But you know, the one thing I think is if we can get Heal or one of those guys back, like you said, whatever we all hands on deck, get a guy in the bullpen, whatever we need to do.
Yeah,
I think we have the ability to do it. But just one or two players away, Chris. That's why I just want to see some.
In
baseball.
Again, the offense leads the American League in runs scored. They have the third best record in all of baseball, I believe, behind the Mets and the Tigers. Like, they lost one series. They've won eight of their last 10 series. I'm not saying this weekend was good. It was ugly. They got beat up. The Red Sox came in and pounded the baseball. They pounded Ryan Yarbrough and the bullpen, and for the first time in 6 weeks, Carlos Rodon did what Carlos Rodon has done over the course of his career with the Yankees. He gave up the big 2 home runs, but like exposed. And like, I love it. I because it's the same thing, man. They win 8 of 10 series. The 8 Yankee fans couldn't even tell me who they beat. It doesn't matter. The 8 series wins mean jack squadouche, but the 2 series losses. Now those are important. Those are telling. They speak directly to the flaws of the team that will keep us from winning a championship. The 8 series wins, whatever. I'm sure they won some games. It was nice. But the lost series, watching Will Warren, a rookie, get beat up on the mound in L.A., that proves something. Watching Ryan Yarbrough, who we were lucky had a month of pitching well out of the starting rotation, gets beat up by the Boston Red Sox. That's a telling. That's telling. The bullpen struggles, doesn't have a great. Learned a lot from that one. The wins, doesn't really matter. That's the only time people care about regular. I say this a lot, it's totally true. There are only 2 times that Yankee fans mention regular season games. There are only 2 circumstances that Yankee regular season games are mentioned by callers and talked about and discussed as if they're important. 2 times, 2 scenarios. That's it. 1, if they lose. If they lose a regular season game, it's very important and it's very telling. And then the only other time we talk about regular season games is if there's an older Yankee fan who tries to justify George Steinbrenner in the 1980s and how many regular season games they won in the 1980s. That's it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If we talk about how many regular season games the Yankees have won under Brian Cashman, no one gives a damn how many regular season games they've won under Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone. But how many did they win in the 80s? That's important because it keeps the flame of George Steinbrenner alive. Because you can't talk about how they didn't win a championship for the entire decade of the 80s. But they had the most win. They had the most regular season wins in all of baseball. Well, they won 103 games in 2019. I don't care how many games they won in 2019. How many games they won in 1986, though, that I care about. That's the only two times Yankee fans talk about regular season games. When they lose, and how many regular season games they won in 1980 to justify George Steinbrenner and the decade of non-championships. And specifically to point out how it's not as bad as the current drought of not winning a championship. Those are the only two times we talk about regular season games.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees Radio, The Fan.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I just saw a picture of the 4th of July Major League Baseball hats. Fire! Love them. I'm definitely getting one. They're like this, I guess that's the Cubs. That's not just the American. I guess some of them have red bills, some of them have blue bills, but all of the hats are like this powder blue with the logo of the team with the American flag. I love them. I just saw them right now. Love them. Those are sharp looking hats right there. I'm definitely getting the Yankee one. 100%. We're going to Fanatics Fan Fest. Maybe there'll be some 4th of July hats there. Those are fire. Need another good hat. 888-808-1019. Let's finish up the calls, rapid fire style, as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Brett in Long Island, what's up, Brett?
Chris, you sound like you're 15 with the hat.
I didn't hear
sound
what you
like
said.
A child.
Sound like a child. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm gonna hat's fire. I'm gonna get a high. I mean, come on.
Gotcha.
Chris.
Yes.
You know what drives me mad about you? You get me really angry.
Yeah.
And you're gonna dance around it, but you did it again. Mm-hmm. You're like, I just want the organization to get the pick that they want for a coach. You did it with the Giants. I just want them.
I want Dable to get the quarterback. Yes.
Why you do that is because then I want to know what you want. Isn't this what we do, Chris? This is all we do. We have our takes, and that's what we do. Me, you, the people on 11 online social media, because we give our input.
Yeah.
You never say that. You don't do that. You got it. I want to know what you think.
I want you to lean on things
and do it.
But
why even say that then? Because that's going to be what it's going to be. They're going to get what they want.
I don't know that. I want them to have a plan.
Stop pussyfooting around.
I'm not pussyfooting around.
No. You like kid? What do you want to do? How about what you
want to
do?
Yeah, I want to keep Tibbs.
That's why I call you.
I want to keep Tibbs.
Okay.
I've been saying it forever. I didn't want to fire Tibbs. I'm pissed off they fired Tibbs. None of the hires excite me. None of them.
Yeah, but if they lost to the Pistons, you would have. So I don't even know about that. I wouldn't have.
I don't know if I would. I would have been more open.
His body of work. Yeah. Yeah, I think he did enough in his body of work.
Yes.
Right? To weather if he would have lost to Detroit. Right? The guy beats the Celtics and loses. But that's not even the point. The point is you lean on, you know, saying that you just want them to make. Don't do that anymore.
I don't really care what you want me to do or not, Brett. I really don't care. It's not stupid. It's not. It's not stupid. I wanted them to have a plan. Don't you understand? It's not necessarily about who the coach is. I want them to have a plan. I want them to move on from this head coach and not just dance around and try and find whoever. What I mean, let's be totally honest with you. I wish I could be like know everything and be all and smart and know everybody about everything. Like, what the hell do I know about Johnny Bryant? I can read about it. I know where he's been. I know what he's doing. I can read about what other people say about him. How the hell can I tell you I want Johnny Bryant as head coach? How can I possibly say that? Some people will. Some people say it's the best option, young executive, fine, whatever. I don't know anything about Johnny Bryant. I'm open to saying that. If that makes me sound stupid, it makes me sound stupid to you, Brett. I don't know about Johnny Bryant. I'm open to the young assistant head coach. I am. I'm open to it. Jason Kidd's been a good head coach. I've said I want Jason Kidd. Of all the names we've heard, I want Jason Kidd. But more than that, I want them to get their guy. That's what I want. Same thing with the quarterback position. I am not a quarterback savant. I can look at film. I can make assessments. I can tell you just to appease you, Brett, who I think the best quarterback is or who I want them to get. I said I wanted Shedeur Sanders. That was my pick. I wanted the Giants to get Shedeur Sanders. I said it. But more important than what I want is what Brian Daboll wants, because he's the one coaching him, not me. So I wanted Brian Daboll, the head coach of the team, to get the quarterback he believes in. That's what I wanted. I didn't want the general manager to make the decision. I didn't want the owner to make the decision. I wanted Brian Daboll to get the quarterback he believes in. Because whatever I say doesn't matter. I'm not coaching them. I'm not involved with the Giants. I can give you my opinion. I wanted Shedeur Sanders. I made it very clear. But I don't have to coach him. And right now, of all the names that are plausible, that are out there, I want Jason Kidd. I do. It's not going to excite me. Who do I want? I've said it four or five different times. I wanted Spoelstra. I wanted Jay Wright. They're not available. So now, not only do I have to tell you who I want, but I got to, from where we're hearing, I have to make the decision on the few names that the Knicks are giving us or is reported and then give you one of my answers from those specific people. Right now, Jason Kidd's the number one target. That's who I want them to get. I want them to get their number one target. I don't want them to be spurned by the Mavericks or spurned by Kidd and then forced to sell me on the secondary choice. I don't want that. I want Leon Rose to be decisive. You fired the coach, go get the guy you want. Don't mess around. Doesn't matter if I'm pussyfooting around. I don't want Leon Rose and the Knicks to be. John and Maspeth. What's up, John?
I don't know how I follow that, man.
it's just ridiculous.
Wanted to ask you about the trade deadline, what the Yankees and Mets should do. I think the Yankees should just make one deal of Arizona, get Merrill Kelly, get Eugenio Suarez, and get A.J. Puk. This will solve a lot of problems. We get a starter, we get a right-handed third baseman, and we get a reliever.
I mean, that's quite the whole. That would answer a lot of questions. Yeah. I can't wait to hear this. What should the Mets do?
For the Mets, you got to look at, you know, what they struggle with. And they played four championship-contending teams this year so far, the Yankees, the Phillies, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. And there's one position that they got very minimal production out of when they played those four teams.
Let me guess.
Right field. They got an 0.94 batting average against those four teams out of whoever plays right field. I kind of forgot his name.
Yeah.
But, you know, they need a right fielder if they're going to be playing these teams in the playoffs. So, you know of any right fielders the Mets can get?
John, you're a funny guy. I saw that coming a mile away. Look, they've got a new right fielder since those series. He seems like a new man. Look, in all seriousness, we all know what Juan Soto's going to be. I mean, John, don't do it. You're making Yankee fans and yourself seem petty. You know how good he is. You know what he's going to be. We could point to a couple struggles early on in the year. We know what he's going to be, John. And we don't have to worry about the Mets. Stop worrying about the Mets. I know people don't believe me. I don't care. I want the Mets to be successful. I don't care. As long as when they play the Yankees on 4th of July, I'm going to go there as a child with my 4th of July cap on, and I'm just going to want the Yankees to win. I'm not going to have an opinion on who I need to hit the home run or win the game. I'm going to sit there like a young kid in my new 4th of July baseball cap and just root for the Yankees and hope that they do what they should do. But other than that, like, I'm not concerned about the Mets. I'm concerned more about the Kansas City Royals. I'm concerned about the Boston Red Sox next weekend. I'm concerned about winning this division. I'm concerned about having home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I'm concerned about how they'll perform in the playoffs. Now, I'm just going to choose to ignore your Juan Soto dig, which was kind of obvious. And get to your point about the trade deadline, because we were talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they do have a bunch of guys. That, I mean, I don't know if Puk is going to be available. He does have another year of arbitration. If they just go full sell mode, and is he hurt right now? That's right, yeah. Is it significant? I forget if Puk has gone for long term.
The last I saw something on him yesterday that he's now up to throwing from 120 feet.
Okay, so yeah, still he's a month. He's an all-star break kind of. But still, listen, if he's going to be ready. He is a good arm. He's been a good reliever since they got him. You know, he was really good with the A's. He's a legitimate arm, but I still think, as Fleek said before, I think he's got one more year of arbitration. I don't know if they would go that far to trade a young, promising pitcher with still a cheap number next to his name, where they could probably trade him next year. But if they go full trade mode, maybe. If they go full break it all down, maybe. But they definitely have starting pitchers available. They have Suarez available at third. Shelby Miller out of the bullpen having a good year could become available. The Arizona Diamondbacks could be a very interesting player come the trade deadline. The Atlanta Braves could be an interesting player come the trade deadline. And I was hoping, and maybe after another loss to Tampa Bay, and hopefully after the Yankees kick the crap out of them next weekend, there's enough crap going on with Boston where you could see Boston. Now, I know the Yankees wouldn't necessarily make a deal with them, but Bregman may become available. You want to pick up $40 million? You could use a third baseman. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. I appreciate hanging with me for a full five-hour midnight ride. Thank you to Fleegs on the other side, who apparently was giving me information that I was just parroting out endlessly, which happens occasionally. Stay tuned for the warm-up show. I got the confirmation that Al and Jerry have never considered You can call me Al from Paul Simon. I think they should. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll catch you at 2 a.m. tomorrow. Go Yankees, go Mets. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.